Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
555 feet is a whole lot of flights of stairs to climb up, so that's why we need an elevator in the Washington Monument, but it just ain't working. Join us right now, spokesperson for the National Park Service, Mike Litterist. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good afternoon, Larry.
So what's the prognosis here? We heard today that the monument's basically going to be closed indefinitely?
That's correct. As you're probably aware, we've had a spate of closures over the last several months. The most recent occurred on August 17th. That was the third closure in 5 days. So we shut it down for an extended time to spend some time really looking at the systems, doing a thorough investigation, evaluation, some maintenance. And at the end of that time period, we just did not have any assurances that the interruptions weren't going to keep happening. So we made the difficult decision to keep it closed until we're able to modernize the control system on the elevator, which should take care of the ongoing issues.
Have we reached the point, because this has been going on for months now, have we reached the point where you all know exactly what is wrong with the elevator, or is it sounds like it's still a mystery?
Well, and you're absolutely right. That was one of the things that guided this decision, that we kept having these problems. None of them were seemingly related to the other. One time it would be an electrical issue causing breakers to trip. Another time a bearing went bad and had to be replaced. The most recent one was a compensation cable broke loose from the cab. And in looking at these, again, no seeming pattern to what was going on. And we're probably just reached the end of the useful life of the current control system.
How long is that life? How long has it been there?
Generally, the current one has been there. The last modernization started in 1998, so 1998 to 2001. Generally, you would expect to get 20 to 25 years out of one of these systems, depending on how hard the elevator is used. And there's probably not a harder working elevator in Washington, D.C. Than the Washington Monument. It certainly goes the farthest. It goes 500 feet up and down, so 1,000 feet total every trip, and it runs every minute of every day that the Washington Monument is open. You go to an office building, for example, and there's a bank of 6 or 8 elevators.
Sure.
Well, any 2 or 3 of those elevators at any point in the day are likely to be given a rest because the other elevators are using. Washington Monument doesn't have that luxury because it's the only one. So it is literally operating all day, every day.
It makes sense. And listen, I'm sure some expert from Schindler or Otis will send me an email to say, well, no, it's okay, it's fine. But here's what I'm not understanding. This I don't have to be an expert in elevators to know this one. The monument was just shut down for 2 years, right, for the earthquake repairs. Why wasn't any thought given to, hey, while we've got the thing shut down, let's just put it in the new elevator system too?
And we certainly looked at that when the closure occurred, but at the time there was no reason to indicate that the system needed modernized. At that point, it was not quite halfway into its expected life, and to have modernized it at that point would have been premature, would have kept it closed longer, and would have cost additional money on that project.
Wait, but now that doesn't make sense, because it seems like these elevator problems began within months of reopening from the earthquake damage. So it wasn't showing any signs of problems prior to the earthquake, and then suddenly, just a couple of months into its reopening, we started these breakdowns?
Like any elevator, it had problems, it had maintenance issues before the earthquake and since the earthquake. What we're seeing more recently is that the closures are occurring more frequently, and they're lasting longer.
All right. And so right now, what's the prognosis, 9 months?
Right now, we don't have a timetable. We're still putting together the scope of work, determining what exactly is going to be done, taking a look and seeing if there are other projects down the road that we can do at this time to minimize or eliminate future closures. So we expect in the next couple of 3 weeks to have the specifics not only of the work to be done, but the timeline for it to be completed.
But there's no chance that the monument will be open, and you know, if people want to, you know, work their calf muscles and climb the flight of stairs, you won't let them do that?
Unfortunately, the stairs were closed for both up and down back in the late 1970s, so we're probably not going to be able to open the stairs for folks.
They're still there, though, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, on the occasion when the elevator stops working, the stairs are what we have to use to get people out.
All right, but why not open it up? This is the healthiest city in America. We can climb the stairs if we want to get up to the top. That's how we used to do it. When was the elevator first installed, in the 30s?
There has always been an elevator in the Washington Monument.
Oh, is that right?
When
oh,
it opened to the public in 1888, it had an elevator. Again, the current one goes to about open in 2001.
All right, thank you for correcting me. See, that's why you need to talk to Mike Litteris from the National Park Service, because he's got all the answers about this stuff. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Larry.
Closing time.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.